Good morning. I'm Rachel Miro, and this is the California Report. The question today in Sacramento is, who's going to replace Bill Lockyer? After 4 decades as a legislator, attorney general, and finally state treasurer, the 72-year-old Democrat announced he's retiring from elective office when his term expires next year. A couple top contenders? Controller John Chung and Board of Equalization member Betty Yee. After 3 audits, a little Hoover Commission report, and new management, the California Department of Parks and Recreation continues to slog through a public and painful form of bureaucratic rehab. The agency may not be playing a game of hide the money from the state anymore, but decades of underfunding have left the parks in poor condition, and nobody expects lawmakers to ride to the rescue with a massive infusion of cash. What they've ordered up instead is another commission to study the situation, as the California Report's Sacramento Bureau Chief Scott Detrow tells us.
California has the largest state park system in the country. But as Natural Resources Secretary John Laird points out, funding keeps disappearing.
In the last 20 years, it's been down between 60 and 70% where it was, and fees have gone up, and deferred maintenance has gone up.
That leads to a bad combination. It costs more to use the parks, even though facilities are falling into disrepair. Another big headache? Ongoing questions about why the department hid tens of millions of dollars in a surplus fund during all those rounds of cuts. Venture capitalist Lance Kahn will lead the dozen-member panel charged with detailing the system's problems and recommending solutions. He calls the task a turnaround job.
First, you establish and then confront the brutal facts.
Countless commission reports are produced and ignored each year. But Kahn says he's confident this one will have an impact.
We're not going to toss the report over a wall and sneak away under cover of darkness. We're going to stick around and ensure that the measures are implemented.
Kahn is the only commission member to be named so far, but the state is promising a diverse group of members. The commission will be funded by private money, with 6 major foundations footing the bill. For the California Report, I'm Scott Detrow in Sacramento.
Later today, about 100 people are expected to attend the theatrical event of the season at the California Rehabilitation Center in Norco. A group of inmate actors have spent 8 weeks preparing for this performance under the tutelage of the Actors Gang, which runs workshops at Norco and, when it can afford it, Chino and Folsom, too. 2 years ago, California cut all state funding for arts and correctional facilities. That's a shame, according to the director of the Actors Gang, Tim Robbins.
Arts in corrections actually changes perceptions and changes the way these guys approach their lives and their responsibility. It's not, hey, let's get some crayons and sit around and have fun. This is hard work. It takes discipline and it takes commitment. And we find that that discipline and commitment translates into a different person emerging from our 8-week programs. They are more willing to take on responsibility for what they've done and how they're going to live their lives once they get out of prison. It gives them strategy to deal with problems. It gives them a self-worth that some of them have never had. And it gives them a vocabulary to figure out problems through other means other than violence.
I imagine you're asking folks to access parts of themselves they don't normally get to access living inside a prison facility.
We work with characters. They play characters. And in effect, what happens in improvisation is they have to make emotional choices in reaction to proposals from other inmates in these improvisations. So what happens is that we get them to experience all of the emotions in the course of this exercise. Fear is an emotion that is not expressed in prison. To show fear is to show weakness and is to remain vulnerable to the general population. Also, sadness is not encouraged very much, nor is happiness. Pretty much the prominent emotion that the inmates at first are comfortable with is anger. And what we do in the course of these exercises is we ask them to make different choices. And in fact, we found it's truly effective that the men that we work with at Norco have significantly reduced disciplinary actions, So far, all the men that we've worked with, as far as we're aware of, there's been no recidivism. These guys are there. They're going to be getting out, and they're going to be living amongst us. They might be your neighbor. And it's in all of our best interests to find ways to give them strategies to survive in the outside world.
You're a very politically engaged individual. What is it about this program that speaks to you personally?
Well, I've spent a little time in prison in my fiction world. I've played in Shawshank Redemption and Dead Man Walking, and I started getting to know the prison culture through those movies and through the research I did and the filming I did inside those prisons. And what I became aware of early on was that there was something wrong with the way we were approaching rehabilitation in this country. And in fact, there's been a very strong voice that is kind of a tough love voice, like this idea that prisoners are coddled and have way too much. And when you're inside the prisons and you get to know these people and you get to know the systems, that's in fact not true at all. In fact, it's a pretty desperate and dangerous place. Guys make bonds across racial barriers, across gang affiliations in our exercises. They realize that all of them are acting on the yard when they're walking around, that it's all an act. This angry thing, it's all an act, that they're more than that. They feel that they can express themselves more, that they don't need to be this tough veneer, that other people do have hearts and minds, and that this exercise in this program that the Actors Gang does has led to their revelation about themselves as human beings. I know it works. I've seen it work. It's where we figure out how to tell and give the power and the confidence and the courage to legislators to say, this is a necessary program.
Tim Robbins, thank you for talking with us.
Thanks very much.
Actor, activist, and musician Tim Robbins is the director of the Actors Gang. For more information about the performance today in Norco, look for the link on our website, californiareport.org. That's the California Report for Tuesday, June 4th, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Rachel Miro. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by the James Irvine Foundation, expanding opportunity for the people of California and supporting the California Report since its premiere in 1995. And the California Endowment. Health happens in schools at calendow.org.